Now entering Nerdist.com.
Today's show is being sponsored by CISO. Listen, every week we pick a lucky person on the Todd Glass Show that has the honor to read the copy from these fine people who make this whole thing happen. The thing you love so much. The thing that you go, oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. These people pay for it. They keep the goddamn lights on. So we think it's an honor to read copy from anyone who thinks we're worth supporting. This week, the lucky person is Nick Lipa. I will be playing a guy in the background yelling random things.
This episode is sponsored by CISO.
Shut up.
Comedy's experienced a serious renaissance right
now. Wow.
And CISO is a comedy streaming service tailor-made for comedy lovers and nerds.
Whee!
With thousands of hours of the best
shut
comedy.
Shut up, say it isn't true.
24-7, 365.
I said shut the fuck up. I'm literally hitting him.
CISO for yourself.
Shut up, I
CISO's
said.
CISO's got all 40 seasons of Saturday Night Live.
There's no way
it's
true.
The entire Monty Python library.
Nick.
All the kids
Nick,
in the hall.
Nick, I'm serious. Listen, you little motherfucker. I was lied to when I was younger. Is this true?
It's 100% true.
Okay, I'm going to stand right over you with this hatchet.
Parks and Rec.
True?
And true. And both versions of The Office. Steve Carell and Ricky Gervais and hilarious brand new exclusive stand-up.
Wait.
It's serious. It is.
Did you say brand new and exclusive?
Yes.
Say it isn't true. There is a higher power. Read the part right. Don't ruin the copy with your fake little character you're doing.
From people like Upright Citizens Brigade and Cameron Esposito, Dan Harmon, Scott Aukerman, Jonah Ray, every single week.
I can't take it anymore. I'm ending my life.
Plus, it's 100% ad-free and costs just $3.99 a month.
How do they do it? I don't fucking get it. My head's going to explode.
Even better, you CISO for yourself for free right now only at CISO.com. Go to CISO.com and you can see it for free. You don't even need to sign up.
God damn it. I'm going to take CISO and eat it.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd. If he says potato salad or swear to God. Those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. How are you? I'm doing all right. This is the opening of the show, as you heard from the opening a song that we play that this is not done in the studio. But even when I'm on my phone, I have a producer, for instance. Now, a lot of shows I go to, I guess the producer's at the table. That's not a producer. That's just, I guess, someone at the table. My producer's in another room. Are you in another room?
You need a coffee, Todd?
See, he asked if I need coffee. Well, I guess that's what a producer does. He gets you coffee. Anyway, how are you? Yes, that's seriously what I think a producer does. Let me explain something, ladies and gentlemen, on today's opening of today's show. I have a lot to talk about, and I'm happy that you're with me. This is my new style that I do. I love you. I think you're great. I think you're, God damn it, I'll fucking mush your fucking face. Yes, sure, of course. Why would I want to do anything else but do that? I don't know. To me, it's fun to make people feel good. Why wouldn't I fucking tell you that? You need to be told it. Seriously. Shut the fuck up. And, you know, stop with the shit. Huh? All right. So listen, I have a lot I want to talk about. Last week on the show, I said to George Carlin that Michael Calhoun sent those songs in. In actuality, it was somebody by the name of Sean that sent them in, joking from a Michael Calhoun account. And he did keep writing potato salad to potato salad, potato salad. But I thought it was Michael Calhoun saying to potato salad to him saying, I'll never forget the small people. And but anyway, it was Sean that sent them in and literally took the time to make egg shaker songs, put trumpet in it. We did play it last week, but it was not Michael Calhoun. It was Sean. Hey, Sean. Shut up. Shut up. What was his name again?
Sean.
Say it again.
Sean.
Oh, my God. On the Todd Glass show, they kept... Todd didn't remember my name, but it's all right. But his producer kept saying it. And then Todd was like, Todd, what was his name?
Sean.
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 I was freaking out. Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. I'm going to take this hammer and hit it over my... All right, that bit's over. So anyway, meanwhile, Michael Calhoun's home, seriously calling the police, going, no, this guy's a little obsessed. All I did was play a little egg shaker at one of his shows. By the way, I thought about something. For people that get a little stressed about death, before you die, before you were born, one time I said I was still dead, and you know, someone mentioned a year. I go, I was dead that year. They go, you weren't dead, you just weren't alive. I go, yeah, dead. So instead of thinking where you go when you die, you don't. You know, no one dies. You just go back to where you were before you were born. Oh, you feel better now, don't you? Right? Shut up, I'm right. Nick, isn't there a little truth to that?
That's 100% true.
You just go back to where you went. That wasn't so painful.
Scientific.
That's scientific. And that didn't hurt. See, can I tell you something to George Carlin? Remember my friend, almost Dr. Kevin Sousa, said if you have an honest relationship about death, instead of making up stuff, you can get the comfort you so desperately think you're getting, maybe from organized religion, but you can get what you want for real. Even though that's a little silly, I said to George Carlin, because it might be in a weird way, I don't know, if I was looking at that when I was, I could see maybe telling a kid that when he's 4 or 5 and not lying to him. That's not a lie. But it feels comforting. It doesn't have to be, oh, you go and there's gold streets and you... Anyway, enough with that. Who gives a shit? I'm so controversial. So anyway, slow down. Slow down when you eat, okay? I want to tell you this about Nick. This is the truth. Look, I thought I should put some earthquake food away. You know, like, I had bottles of water, a few... He comes back from the store... And he has all these food. He goes, oh, my God, we're going to eat like kings if there's an earthquake. Oh, my God, you're looking forward to it. You know. And then he goes, what if the people upstairs find out we have all this food? Do we have to, like, give it to them? I'm like, Nick, let's not. Wow, no, we should buy some guns to fight off our neighbors. You will not eat any of our... You know what I would like to do if I was... what if you had a food for the whole neighborhood, but all you had was candy? That's all you put in your earthquake box. Candy. Like people think, I got 6 bins of earthquake food. All your neighbors are so thankful. People start undoing the bins, not even recklessly. Just opening the bins, they're hungry, and you got, oh, wait, this is just filled with gum. Yeah, it's my earthquake food. Oh, this one over here just has Reese's cups.
It'll last for 9 years.
Yeah, look at that. I got pens. They're good till 2090. Anyway, so that's sort of fun. Okay, Samantha B., Full Frontal. I love her. Now, I really love her. I watched it last night, a ton of clips. She is, let me tell you something, she is someone to learn stuff from. She has a way, she's more than just she's like a journalist and just as funny as a stand-up comedian. But she has journalistic qualities to her too. I hope I'm explaining it in a way where if she heard me, she wouldn't be like, what? But I fucking love her. She just, I like when people crisp and clearly use comedy to make points that are so needed to be made. And they do it with a fucking like, just where you, it's where, you know what it's like? I feel like, you know when you go up to a prize fighter, if you don't know he's a prize fighter and you push him and then he turns around, it's not like you get to tell a story like, oh, I got a few jabs in. No, you don't know you're fucking with a prize fighter. You turn around, your story is, what the fuck happened to me? You can't make pretend that you both get, that's what I feel like when a good comedian is done with a topic. What the fuck? I feel like no one had a chance and they do it brilliantly. And that's what she does. To half an hour. She talks about basically one thing for half an hour. No, no, you didn't. That's not true.
No, she just stays on the, like.
Yeah, I know. I messed up because you were holding up a piece of paper and it threw me off. That never happened, but it's an excuse. But no, I don't know why I said that because you're right. The clips last night, we watched like 7 clips last night and they weren't a half an hour each. But anyway, Samantha Bee, if my opinion means anything, watch her, okay? And she's a sponsor of the show now. I forgot to tell you that. Wouldn't that erase everything? All right, so that's it. Okay. Put a little tea tree oil in that steam, you know, in the rag. A little tea tree oil. Right? Marty? Oh, you fucking happy with your dumb tea tree idea? I'm kidding. I did it to George Carlin, and I liked it. And I liked it. Hey, how you doing? No, look at me. I'm Nick's daughter. I'm only 3 years old. I listen to the Todd Glass Show. Nick honestly told me his daughter is 3 and she listens to the show. And guess what? He put her name and I don't know who it is. I'm just going to have to call you Nick's daughter. Hello, Nick's daughter. Hello, Nick's daughter. Can you email me back her name? All right. Guess what else I watched last night? And then we're going to throw to the show. This is important shit I'm talking about. No one will ever say my openings are boring. I won't have it. I'll interrupt them with this rant that makes them unboring. All right, listen. I got shit to say. I have a vehicle now. I have a vehicle which I talk to people through my opening on my podcast. Nick's bored out of his goddamn mind because I'm not including him. March 9th or 12th. No, not 9th or 12th. Who has their CD March 9th or 12th? He's not March 9th or 12th. Blake Wexler's going to do his CD at Helium. No, March 9th at 8 o'clock. Blake Wexler. Look, if you listen to the show and you live in Philadelphia, go. Like, I know I can't. I don't think, why do I have to yell? If you like Blake, you're going to go. But no, you might go, oh, should we? Oh, that's what you want to do. You want to go support Blake Wexler. He's going to be funny, but he's recording his CD. And like, yeah, I'm proud when people from the show go and watch people that are on our show regularly and their presence is there. And especially when you support someone like Blake. Oh, Jesus, I'm so tired of kissing his ass. All because he helped me with one thing. Now I got to... Why did I... You know what? I shouldn't have said that at the end. It ruined it. No, it didn't. I'll decide what ruins things. And it certainly wasn't that. That made it better. Now, go see Blake. I'm not shitting around. I'm not shitting around. Okay? He better. When he says how many Todd Glass podcast people are here, there better be a nice goddamn round of applause. And bump, push the people next to you with your arm if they're not applauding. You know what I mean? Like if he goes, are there any podcast people here and you're applauding? You know, you take your elbow, pump. Like, sure, you bump it. Yeah. Yeah, hey, and you bump them in their, you kick them in their side, like, you know, in their stomach area, you hit them with your shoulder. And then they, you know what they do? They go, oh, okay. They applaud. Well, because, you know, they're monkeys. Okay, so I also started watching some of Nikki Glaser's.
Not Safe, Nikki Glaser.
And I watched like 4 things last night. You know what? I thoroughly enjoyed it. I watched the last thing we watched was her and Kyle Kinane doing the porn thing where it looked, you know, how often on television is there a bit that makes you look like, oh, I fucking want to do that? It looks so much fun. And it took me a while to figure out what was going on, that they really had a porn stars there that were repeating what they said. I didn't get that at first, which was okay. It was fun for me to figure it out. I'm like, wait, they're really? So, alrighty. Nikki, you're going to love her show. I write jingles, sure. Jingle Joe's not the only one. All right, everybody, this is today's show. I hope you're happy. It's part 2 of Jake Fogelnest. Jake Fogelnest. All right, that's it. Now I'm just talking. Before it was good shit, but now. Okay. All right. So, I mean, I don't know how Aristotle split up the show. I don't know. So I want to deliver you to the show. So nicely and calmly. Nice and calm. Aristotle, feather it. No. Aristotle, seriously, to George Carlin, follow the sound of my voice with my sound cues to you. Okay, now start bringing in the show. There you go. Just soft. People hear it in the background.
Beautiful.
My voice fades out.
If you're so good. Go ahead, fuckface. Talk till the trumpet comes on, asshole.
beautiful sunny Los Angeles, California.
Coming,
85 degrees in the San Fernando Valley. Always hotter in the valley. Have you noticed that? I'll tell you, we're doing a clothes dry.
By the way, if you do this, I'm punching you in the face. No, I'll punch myself in the face.
If you got any old clothes, just come and drop them by the studio. We're on Alameda Avenue. And we're here all day.
People think, oh, that was luck. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if you go, oh, I talk in 3 sentences. It's still hard to time it. He didn't talk over his word. He didn't just stop. He didn't start a word and then quickly. He ended a word crisply and cleanly, and that fucking trumpet came in. So that's right, fuckface. Jake Fogelness won. Guess what we're all going to get to do? And I want to take a break here and talk seriously. That was great, Jake. You're the best. You're like candy. You're like Eddie Pepitone for me.
Oh,
just candy.
No.
You're, well, Eddie Pepitone. That's I guess you heard what happened. What? I shouldn't say anything.
I got in trouble.
Shoplifting's a funny thing.
You know what, though? I totally understand it. I understand it.
Hey, by the way, can I break and do a little segment here? This is a thing. Sometimes I think, Nick, just stop talking. You know, but I don't say that really. Comedically, yeah. I say that. But sometimes he talks too much.
Right.
So I wrote some things down.
You talk too much, you worry me to death.
So I wrote some things down that he says. I have some new ones. Stop with the music. Anyway, so these are some things. That they might not be great. I don't have a lot of them, but it's a segment on the show. Technically, other shows are jealous because they're like, oh, he has segments now? This is fucking unfair. So anyway, I wrote some things down and that he says. Hey, Todd, I know this sounds weird, but do you ever feel like your pants are getting tighter? What? Who asked that? Yeah, if I eat a lot. By the way, the other day he comes in the house. He's so happy. So happy. Obviously, he's happy. He goes, it was cancer. A little thing he had on his back. Okay, well, you shouldn't look so happy. Is that bad? And the same thing. He goes, there's a stop sign. He doesn't want it at the end of the block because it's a one-way stop. By the way, I agree. You shouldn't have one-way stop signs. Everybody should have a stop sign.
Yeah,
if you run it, let's just be safe.
Yeah.
Don't have it stop sign for one person and not for another. It's
right.
Just put a. I agree with him. He comes in today. He goes, guess what? There was a little fender bender down there at the stop sign. I should take a picture and send it in to them. By the way, I have an aggressive way to get a stop sign put up where you need it like that because I do think it's important. To George Carlin, I'm being honest. I do think it's important when you're writing the town a letter. And look, I get it, even if I can get it from every angle. So my suggestion, if you're trying to get something like that done, is a little bit vulgar. And also I defend the people maybe that work in the township that get a million letters and maybe they're understaffed. But guess what? Your job is to get it done. If I wanted a stop sign somewhere, I would say, I just want you to not put a stop sign up until somebody's killed, preferably a child, and send that letter over and over again with different diligence. Listen, in all caps, do not, and I repeat, wait, it is not fucking worth it. It is not fucking worth it in caps to put a stop sign up till someone's dead, especially a child. Do not prevent this and send that letter over and over again, and you will suck it. You will eat at someone's conscience.
Yeah.
You will eat at someone, because if that fucking happens, and then that fucking those letters get published, just go, please wait, because that's what I do feel like. Is it worth it? No, stop it. If you're defending, get the goddamn stop signer up, or have the decency to go publicly on YouTube and go, we're not putting a stop sign up till someone's dead, okay? Does everybody get that? That's the way it works. Yes, we got 182 letters, and we don't just go put it up. When someone dies, it will be up within 3 days. Can you fucking appreciate that? That's, you send that letter in, I bet that fucking thing gets put up. Put that YouTube clip up. No, that's not the YouTube clip. That should be the YouTube clip from them.
Right.
You get the
I get it. Yeah.
So sick of this shit. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
wow. Ay, ay, ay. So.
About Mary.
Oh, she works at the zoo.
Zoologist.
She's a zoologist. Mary's a zoologist. Well, she's going to school.
School.
We want to tell the truth.
Yeah.
She's going to school to be a zoologist.
She's more of a zoologist than I am. That's
she's more of a zoologist than me. By the way, even if they go, Todd, she hasn't even taken any direct zoologist courses. She's taken the courses she needs to then.
She has.
Well, say that again.
I did take zoology.
You took zoology.
Oh, so you are.
I'm not a zoologist.
I get that. We do. That. By the way, between on this show, here's the type of people we've had so far. She's humble. Here's the type of people we have. We have Dr. Kevin Sousa, but we have to call him almost Dr. Kevin Sousa.
Right, right.
Because the same thing. He just wants to be very honest because it is people listen to the show. So he has to be very careful not to call himself Dr. Kevin Sousa. So you're almost zoologist Mary.
Almost zoologist Mary.
It doesn't matter if it's you're 30% in or 10% in. You are genuinely
almost
the real deal.
Zoologist.
You are almost has a wide range. It could be your 99% to go. But anyway, so listen to this. So we're going to go down. Well, let's talk about this later. Anyway, so Nick also said about the stop sign, that the braces. Oh, he goes, turn. Todd, I'm not kidding. With my new braces, I can feel my teeth getting straighter.
These are great, like, wacky neighbor entrance lines.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, there's some sort of sitcom that it's the Todd Glass Show sitcom.
Hey, Todd, can I tell you the biggest mistake I made this year when looking back? I probably shouldn't have tried to paint my quarter panel on my car. That's the only thing.
And it's like he walks and slams the door.
Yeah.
And then and delivers one of these. It's like Norm on Cheers would always go, Norm! And he would have a one-liner. That's what these are.
Hey, Todd, do you think I could return Crew, since I don't use it anymore, that stuff for my hair?
Yeah.
Apparently not. And he has none on me this week, so that's great. We move on to another segment. Okay, now I turn to the show. That was the pre-show.
Okay, good.
This is a double, I think.
It's a double?
What time is it, by the way? 8:57. Oh, my God. You know, can I tell you, the best time I ever have during this show is when it's 8:57, which is basically 9 o'clock.
And I mean, if we're gonna—I don't want to get technical about it, but look—it's not exactly 9 o'clock, but it's basically 9 o'clock.
I think we could do a two-parter.
Sure,
and it's not even a big deal.
Yeah,
because already we've done how long?
Hour and a half.
Wow, the big decision on these two-parters is—I don't think you have to think about it, because if we think, oh, what are we? You know, maybe do we close this one out and do an after show? After shows are a little less pressure. You know why? That was the show.
That was the show.
Some people, that's a half an hour too long show.
Here's what I'll say. You haven't even started the show yet.
No, I got all this stuff to talk about.
That's the show.
I got the show. That was the pre-show. And let me tell you something. If people ever complain about the show, you go, what part of the show are you talking about? And they go, episode 154 or whatever it is. And they go, that's the pre-show, you idiot.
Yeah. Talk to me when you listen to the show.
Talk to me when you listen to the show. That's Todd ramping up for a show. That's what it takes for Todd to ramp. Shut the fuck up for other shows. That's the show. Yeah, I can see why you got confused. No, Todd would never. That's not his show.
Yeah.
Him do the bit he did with Jake about the caller and the guy with the volume. That's like joking around, fucking around shit.
Yeah.
That's crap. So, they take that shit, they throw it out to pigeons.
Yeah.
Fucking serving it up at a high-class restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, the other shows? Oh, my God, I just figured it out. I almost feel horrible. They must do shows like that. So when they heard my show, they're like, well, it's a bad show. Bad show? That doesn't even... If that was a show, I'd fucking close this whole fucking empire down. Great. And it is an empire.
Yeah.
You think with Joe, you think that those songs are free? And I said play the fuck out of that. And the rest of the night, play that so fucking much that I ask you to bring it down. Do not overplay that. Do not overplay that. You play it and just, I want a lot of it. And I ain't shitting around. Like, play it. In 2 minutes now, we're all going to forget about it. Bring it back. Bring it back. All right, don't. Why do you have to be? It's like a joke for you. Well, everything's a joke. That's why you can't get it. I mean, that's what you do, and you do what you want. But you know what I meant. I don't mean in the middle of me explaining it to you. Should you play it? But you get your laughs. I know, Jake. I know, because Jake, Joke Fogelnest. I called you Joke Fogelnest. Has anyone ever done that joke? Had to be, right?
Not joke. Like, I think people will say it. Joke Fogelnest.
It's a great name.
That's
I mentioned your name 3 weeks ago. I go, you know the thing about Joke Fogelnest? I go, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Joke Fogelnest.
Yeah.
Like, that's how big you're
I don't that know. Guy's a joke.
He's Joke Fogelnest.
Wait. Todd, can I be honest with you?
Yes.
I changed my name for show business.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Joke Fogelnest?
Yeah, my real name is Joke Fogelnest.
Oh, because you thought it seemed too much.
Yeah, I thought people were...
Joke Fogelnest.
Here comes Joke Fogelnest.
I get it. I have a segment you're going to love. I was at the airport. Can I get some... How quickly can you give me reverb, Aristotle?
Wow. Okay.
And I heard the person going, a little less than that. What are you hitting on?
No, it's a big airport.
That's how he hits on me. What if I'm so vain? I go, stop, come on. It's uncomfortable even through a place of plexiglass. You know, they go, you feed a man through his heart. Aristotle goes, the way you get the Taz.
It's reverb.
You give him his reverb. He's happy. We're all happy. Okay, you can bring it down a little bit. By the way, Electric Kazoo was ordered today.
Oh, good.
The problem is I don't know how many people can play it without me wiping it off with alcohol, so it might just be mine.
I think that's yours. I think that's yours.
So what is that just going to do?
Well, you were in an airport.
Oh, so I was in the airport and I heard them.
When the owner of a black Prius license plate up.
What would you do on your last day working at the airport doing the PA system? Why not have a little fun? Even if you don't have to be mean-spirited.
Right, yeah.
It's your last day at the airport, and you were the person that makes the announcement that literally... When there's a person that makes an announcement at the airport that probably goes from every single terminal. And then there's terminal announcements. Who gives a fuck about them?
Yeah.
They think they're great. Line up, single file. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
this. Yeah, with a little walkie-talkie thing at the gate.
That person's a fucking scumbag. To George Carlin, I literally heard this.
Everyone, can we please...
I'm not going to overdo it. I'm not going to give the drag or the tone worse than it was because it wasn't.
Everybody, if we could please line up a little bit neater so we can let some of the gold members and other people through. Come on, we try to do this a little organized, not like Southwest.
And every one of you went, I swear to God, to George Carlin, a real live sort of in the genre of, ooh, like we do on the show. And everybody went, oh, no, you didn't. Like it was like, oh, and even I did it. I was amongst total strangers. I went, oh, like I played along.
Does the person from Southwest?
And I said to George Carlin,
fuck you. Like,
yeah, both from the other terminal, they hear it.
Hey, fuck you, Becky. Okay.
Hey, can't you take a joke, you dumb fucks down there with your jean shirts and your khaki pants that you wore 30 years past when you should have?
Why don't you play that video again where people, where everyone's singing the air...
Because people like it. Yeah. That's why when they come on our airline.
We're ready to fly. I want to kill myself if I hear that.
Hey, everybody, I work at Southwest Airline. Line up like a bunch of cows.
Line up like a bunch of cows because you save a nickel. I'm better than everybody. You know what? You get on a plane, you don't know if you're going to end up in outer space or not.
We gel our lights down. We know you like Southwest. We're Virgin American. Notice I picked a better airline than me. We're Virgin American. We dim our lights. Hello, we're Southwest Airlines. Line up like a bunch of pigs.
Okay, first of all, I don't sound like that, Becky.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Well, you do over the PA. You don't hear yourself.
You know what? This is...
Wait, are we two... You work at Southwest. And I work at the good airline.
Virgin.
And then you heard my announcement.
I heard your announcement.
And we're arguing
over the PA in the airport.
Can you get some background ambient... that, like, airplane sounds? If not, we're going to be doing them live. So you motherfuckers in the studio better get ready. Should we see how good they could do if they had to do background ambient airport noises?
I like it, yeah. Which is just kind of like a...
Well, I think it's a little bit of talking. Somebody could be going...
We got it.
Okay, I'll start from the beginning. Everybody, can you please line up neatly? We try to do it nice. We're not disorderly like Southwest Airlines.
Hey, okay, attention Southwest customers. Good, decent, hardworking people who maybe can't afford Virgin.
Can I interrupt right now for the people that think it's worth spending an extra $53 to be treated humanely? May I interrupt for the people that think it's worth an extra $53 not to be lined up like cows?
Oh, yeah, and like, Virgin is so great, Becky. What do you get? You get on Virgin, I want a snack.
I'm not Becky, by the way.
Oh, no, you're Becky, who works over...
I'm not Becky. For this bit, my name is Bill, and how dare you? I'm obviously a male actor.
Okay, Bill...
Thank you, by the way.
Well, my name...
Let's go back to the bit.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Hello, everybody. I work at Southwest Airlines. I hope you enjoy my jokes that I make that want to make most people vomit.
I work at Virgin. I'm so up my own ass, I think $53 is worth it to get a little box of gummy worm
or something. From a world where dimming our lights and gelling them blue so they'll be tranquil makes us nuts. I'm Southwest Airlines.
I'm Virgin. How about this? You're gonna get on a plane, and we're gonna show you a safety announcement which has vital information. But instead, it's gonna be the fucking black eyed peas running around or something. What if there's a crash? Is Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas gonna save you?
That's Southwest Airlines. We may pretend people are listening. If we crash, we're all dying anyway. Grow up, asshole. No one's going to listen either way. No matter how great you make it or no matter how great we make it, no one's listening to our goddamn announcement. We go down, we're fucked.
Okay, you know what? I concede. It's a superior airline. I don't even fly Southwest.
Hold on 1 second. I do have to make this announcement for real.
Okay.
Also, our Ruby Red customers, please move aside so we can let our Ruby Red and Gold customers ahead.
I
don't have to make announcements like that because they all have plastic cards that smell like cheap gymnasium material.
Okay, fair enough. Listen, everybody, board the plane like the bunch of fucking animals that you are.
Oh my God, did I just hear that correctly? Is that how you talk to your customers?
Oh, you're Group D? You know what D stands for? Disgusting. That's what you are. Just get on the fucking plane. I don't need this shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do want to apologize to you here for Virgin American Airlines. I'll be right back with you with our little feud. We do apologize for our plane taking off. We hope we make it up to you. All movies will be free, and we'll get you around to cocktails to maybe sand that edge off the day. Oh, or you can be at Southwest Airlines up the street.
We don't have...
Hey, here's a nickel off a goddamn Bloody Mary, you cheap fucking...
I got bad news, everybody. There isn't even any Bloody Mary lit mix left on the plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to apologize. One of our aircraft carriers we feel is not safe to take off, but Southwest is borrowing it. So if you want to head down there and get off a little earlier, we think it's worth not taking off. I'm Southwest Airlines.
I got a Bill, I'm pregnant, and it's yours. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, Bill? Because I'm having the baby.
I can't even.
It's
how do we have a baby, the two guys?
What? What's a problem?
Turn it off. Oh, my God.
It's going to be great when the show starts.
Oh,
it's going to be so good when the show finally starts.
Oh my God, you're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Of course it's a fucking big deal. It's the Todd Glass Show with our guest Jake Fogelman.
He drives me fucking crazy when he leaves the phone voice on when he's doing the regular Todd Glass announcements. It's my fucking hate that in the show.
Jesus Christ. So, did we talk to Michael Calhoun yet? Oh yeah, I think we did.
We got him on the phone briefly, but we didn't get to the 24-second.
Oh, he wants to hear. He's claiming to Aristotle. Here's what Aristotle's writing on my tilted screen. That's a table is cut out, and it's tilted up towards me because it's a computer screen, but it's embedded.
And you know
embedded.
What's great about it? It's embedded. It's hidden. It's embedded. Just looks like it's part of the furniture.
They put molding around
it. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, what's an electronic? It tilts towards me when I need it to? Let me tilt it towards me.
It's weird it makes that sound.
What is Aristotle? Well, because it's a joke.
I'm sorry, you did that with your mouth.
Yeah, I did that with my mouth.
I got it. I'm so sorry.
Of course it moves silently. What are we? We're in a sound stage. I make the joke. I go, what do you think? It's really the sound of my high-tech computers?
I don't know.
What is this? Something different than what I thought it was? Okay, listen. So anyway. Okay, I don't want to be disrespectful. I really don't. We have a lot to get to. We can't all have to fuck around. And by the way, don't... No. Not when we're trying to do a show. In the middle... No. We played this already. This is immature. Nick, I'm going to kill you.
There's a barn. What a barn. Only funny people go there. And they do a little show there.
Michael Calhoun
was voted number one.
Morgan in Canada, you fit.
There's me.
Hello.
And silly dancing.
I'll give you a quick second. You ready?
And a lot of podcast people.
I blew it.
Go. No. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
I want to let you take advantage of this. Okay, Jake, go.
40 minutes past the hour.
Last do the intro.
Go.
The rock and roll unit.
Show.
Go.
Race war coming.
Their favorite guests. Of the best.
Say something. Say something.
To George Carlin, this is the most fun I've ever had.
Oh.
And finally come.
Wow.
Yeah. It's,
can I tell you something? What? To George Carlin, it's a great word. Me too.
Yeah.
Because I'm totally comfortable. Yeah. I'm being as silly as I can be. Guess what I want to do? It says a lot. I want to take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And people know it means I'm going to take like a 30-second break. It doesn't mean we're going to run in the house and pee.
Right. Like animals.
Like animals.
And when you say that, we do use the bathrooms in there. It's not like we just run in the house and
no, people do. I think we should, because I think we'll come back and we'll do better. By the way, didn't we have a Teach the World to Sing? Like, did we have a third one? Or Coca-Cola? That's Tom Martin. Don't we have another one with, like, Coca-Cola? Like, it's a girl singing, I'd like to teach.
We only have the instrumental and Tom Martin's.
Oh. Did we do Tom's yet? We did. We played Tom's.
We played Tom's, yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean we only have the instrumental? By the way, you get caught in a mistake because we already played the one you say we don't have. We played the one that said, I'd like to buy your Emmy a shelf.
Right. Yeah. And we have the instrumental.
No, hold on. You said what did he just say? We only have the instrumental?
No, he said we have the Tom Martin version and we have an instrumental.
Is that what you said?
That is what he said.
Yeah.
Because this is recorded. I can find out if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Notice I twist it.
I think I said we only have Tom Martin's and instrumental.
Yeah.
So, oh.
Yeah, it could have been a grammatical mistake.
Sure. Hold on 1 second. Pause this. Shut up! No, did you edit that out? Because I look like an idiot. So what do you want to do to take a break? I want to take a break. Tom Martin. Okay, we got that. 24 seconds. Talk to Michael Calhoun. What?
Said you did say deep breath.
I did say deep breath, but I didn't do it yet.
And you'll do it when you're ready.
Is there something you want to talk about?
It looks like you're all using some pretty lovely coasters.
Yeah, by the way, is this the best day of your life? Aristotle, 2 years ago, made me these coasters, and there's a picture, the same picture you see when you tune into iTunes. It's me in front of the microphone. It says The Todd Glass Show. They're really cool. They're cork bottom.
Two years and just using them now.
Hmm. I know, because you know why? Because I wanted to wait for something that they were deserving of.
Yeah.
You think that shit fucking Black Horse, I was going to put these beautiful coasters... You told me. I have a message. Yeah. I have a message. Mm-hmm. And by the way, two potato salad.
You said you have a message?
I have a message. When I thought, you know what I'm going to say, don't you?
I think so, yeah.
Go ahead.
You got a message from me when I found out that you were leaving Black Horse Motors.
Right.
Right.
And I never knew you didn't like it that much. But can I play the message?
I mean, I just want to preface, this was a private call that I made to Todd. And so I wasn't expecting this to be played.
Well, let me not. I feel fine.
No, I mean,
I want to play it, though.
It's fine. It's fine. I just want to
you
preface.
You were passionate about
it. This is not
about
how I would behave on the show.
Can I tell you something? This was to potato salad the day after I got in that studio 4 years ago. And I remember you saying the word barn.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when Aristotle comes in tonight, he goes, Todd, I have this message that we had that Jake left you. Get into your thing. You got to do it. Just play the message.
Yeah, okay.
I can't believe you were that angry.
I know.
Oh, by the way, who were you? Every so often when you were talking to me, I hear it, because I've heard this a lot.
Yeah.
You're talking to someone in the background. Who's in the background?
It's Stephen Feinhartz. I was talking to my friend Stephen Feinhartz. Okay, so, all right.
Hey, Todd. It's Jake Vogelness. So I heard the news. You're getting out of that fucking dump, Black Horse Motors. That place.
About
the Hold on a second.
I'll fucking. Talk about the bitter Buddha.
I'll get to it. Sorry,
it's. It. Plus, I'm doing a lot of other specials. Fucking...
I'm sorry. I'm talking to Steven.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to leave a message for Todd Glass about how much I hate that shit house that he used to record the show in. Well, I got fancy cars. I got all these fancy cars. Oh, who gives a fuck? Hold on.
Stephen Feinhartz. Yeah, he's directed a bunch of specials and stuff. He's the bitter brooder. Anyway, Todd, I think it's great that you're getting out of Black Horse Motors. I mean, you might as well do the show out of your barn. It's, you know, I think you make it look really beautiful. And that Black Horse Motors, you know what it is? It's like, you ever see, like, industrial waste on fire? like if there's just
Jake.
Hold on a second.
I want to thank you.
It's all other bit happening. Hold on one second.
For being on the show. Am I?
I'm too out of it. No, you don't have to laugh. I think I fucked up.
No.
In the middle of that bit, I decided to sing to you. The only reason I stopped, it wasn't loud enough. So I really can't act like I have some, you know. All right, listen.
Anyway, call me back when you get a chance. Thanks, bye.
You're the best. You're like a toy. What is everything all right?
My number is 646.
Where's everybody going?
It's fine.
No, where? But if you want to take a break, I will. I don't even mind.
You know,
It takes. We could all utilize it for both
we'll
of us.
We'll take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a break. So we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and then we'll go
to
in,
the weather.
We'll go in for the weather. I have so the Super Troopers thing. I want to talk about the Super Troopers thing.
Dying to talk to you about that.
And I don't know if I should mention it here in the opening of the show, but I'll do both. I'll do both. I'll tell you why I hate to say this because then I think then it's definitely not going to happen during the movie. But I'm going to throw it out there at this point. I think maybe what they're thinking about is the DVD. Would I be okay with that? Yes. But I'll tell you why I sell it still in the movie. Because there's going to be people, and I'm a huge Super Troopers supporter.
Sure, yeah.
And I have been. And I wouldn't say, if someone was like the Rolling Stones or, the Beatles, I wouldn't go, I'm your biggest fan. Shut up, there's bigger fans. Okay, if there's a bigger fan of Super Troopers, I'd like to fucking meet them.
Right.
I love Super Troopers 1, and I believe Super Troopers 2 is going to be just as good. There's going to be people that are in that movie, yes, that will be able to get on Conan O'Brien, be able to get on Jimmy Kimmel, be able to get on Jimmy Fallon. But there's going to be people in that movie that are in the movie that can't get on those shows. I get on those shows without it.
Yeah, you don't.
I'll be on that show to promote your movie. You know how I know? Because I don't. By the way, this has to be said in a soft way, not a, because I'm able to get on those shows without something to promote.
Yeah.
That's the same thing I said when I was trying to sell giving me a show to HGTV. You've had people on HGTV for 15 years. They cannot get on Jimmy Kimmel. They can't get on Conan O'Brien. I get on those shows just purely as a stand-up. So if I'm going to do that show with or without it, while I'm on there, is it a bonus to be able to say Tagless wants to come on? Of course it is. But my track record shows I do all those shows without it. So I will promote your fucking movie as the guy that's just doing the credits. And the running joke is funny that they couldn't put me in the movie, but they let me talk during the credits. Wait a second. You're coming on my show tonight, Jimmy Kimmel, Conan O'Brien.
Can I just pitch it this way?
Yes.
Think about, to the creators of Super Troopers. Jimmy Kimmel's going to get on stage.
That's just a bonus. Can I interrupt you real quick?
Yeah,
I know you said, let me interject. I'm going to interrupt you and let you take it right back, and then I'm going to finish. Even if I couldn't go on Conan O'Brien, and even if I couldn't go on all those shows, to me that is a huge bonus. But I think I will be absolutely fucking hold my own just doing it. What I want to do while those credits are rolling, I will keep everybody entertained because it will be me staring into the barrel of that camera, and I'm not going to fucking do everything but my hardest. And there's editing to do sing-alongs, to have a bouncy ball that comes along.
It'll be a lot of fun.
I just go, please, people. I told them no one would leave. If you have a babysitter, I understand. Don't boo people if they leave. But I really, and then the power of this, to be able to stand here while the credits roll by me. You know, I could stop the credits. And I will fucking work my ass off to be entertaining while those goddamn credits roll by me. Now you think, what about the outtakes? And you think I'm going to say the outtakes are, no, the outtakes are pretty fucking good. But guess what? Maybe that's even the reason. Are those outtakes hard to follow? Is it hard to say, I'm going to make it better than the outtakes when some of those outtakes are fun to fucking watch? And I'm a big fan. So could I make it better? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
That's the story you're going to get to tell. I'm not going to fucking not be entertaining when those goddamn credits roll by me. I'm going to stare into that barrel of the camera. And the bonus is that I'm going to go on all the shows that some of the people that are in the movie can't get on. And promote goddamn Super Troopers 2. You don't think it's a good idea? You don't think it's a good idea? Then fucking check your mental health. I know Steve Lemmy thinks it's a good idea, but he goes, I'm not the guy. Well, the guy that's listening should be laughing right now going, he just sold us. What do I have to do to sell you? I'm not going to not make it work. I won't let this fail.
I have two things to say.
Yes.
Two things to say. One.
Yes.
I imagine the creators of Super Troopers
are calling the police right now.
I imagine that it's like a family, that they care about their crew. When you make a movie, it's like a little family, and they want everybody in that family to feel good. And they want, when those credits go by, that's important to the people that make that movie. Okay, and so I'm not asking them to think about you. I'm asking them to think about the key grip, the best boy,
the production secretary. Exactly.
Who might, their Hello? Credit will be noticed more if Todd is right. there talking
Maybe
during the credit.
It's not about you, you're saying. It's what not about the other people?
What about the rest of the crew? If they don't put you in the end credits of Super Troopers talking over the credits, they basically hate their crew. They think their crew are trash.
We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show.
There's a barn. What a barn. Only funny
people go there and they do.
Barnyard polka, we're back. Okay, so listen, we just heard the Barnyard polka. Of course, we come back singing it. So Jake Adams, you heard about Jake Adams? Hey Todd, I got an acting class on Tuesday,
right?
And I can't go Thursday because I got an acting class. It's like a big deal now with Jake Adams and his acting class.
Jake Adams has an acting class on Tuesday.
All right, so what? I got a show to do.
He also has that acting class on Thursday.
All right, well.
2 days a week, he's very committed to acting.
I mean, I got a podcast on.
That acting class. He can't do stuff for his friend Todd Glass.
No, he goes, hey, Todd, I got an acting class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's what he comes and tells me. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Can you get my, like in the play, what do they call it, my understudy?
Yeah.
You know, because I got an acting class on Tuesdays and Thursdays, he tells me.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Play the song.
Yeah, turn it up.
No, it's up. Aha.
Aha, you caught him. You caught him.
Jesus Christ. I keep going like that.
Yeah.
Jake Adams has.
No, I tell him. I go, well, here's what happened. I go.
You know what happened to Jake Adams?
He has an acting. No, the truth?
Yeah.
What happened? Tell me.
He's got an acting class on Tuesdays. I'm not done.
What? What? Pause it.
He's also got it on Thursdays.
Oh. What? I don't understand. How do
Jake
you...
Adams has an acting class on Tuesday.
I got rid of
it. He also has that acting class on Thursdays. And when he's at that acting class, he can't do stuff for his friend Todd Glass. Jake Adams has an acting class on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, well, that's what he does.
I got no.
But no, Jake's got an acting class. No, I'm supposed to. Shh, shh. Oh, excuse me. Oh my God, I have an acting class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's what he tells me.
This Jake. Guy.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Do that again.
Jake Adams has an acting class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This fucking guy!
Wait a second. Excuse me. No joking around.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with Jake Adams? Because I know he's not doing the show now on Tuesdays sometimes. Why? What's going on?
Let me tell you. Jake Adams, you want to know what the situation is?
Yeah, why isn't he doing the show
Jake
sometimes?
Jake Adams has an acting class on Tuesdays.
There's more.
He also has that acting class on Thursdays.
How's he going to help his friend?
That's the thing.
And when he's at that acting class, he can't do stuff for his friends Todd Glass. Jake Adams has an acting class on Tuesday.
Let's take your caller.
Hello, yes. How come Todd Glass is not on the show anymore on Tuesdays sometimes?
How come Todd's not on the show? No, it's Todd's on the show.
Jake Adams has an
acting class. Oh, shut. I fuck up the whole bit. What a flow. How come Jake Adams isn't on the show on Tuesdays? I'm calling in.
Obviously, I'm on a phone voice. I forgot to press it. I should get arrested for interrupting that great comedy with this shit. All I can do is try to throw it back in a good way. Hello, I'm a caller, and I go to a very generic voice because I'm nervous. And I'd like to hear, Todd, why Jake Adams is not there anymore. Could you tell me on the phone, too?
Sure, I'll tell you on the phone.
Jake Adams has an acting class on Tuesday.
I just thought I'd call in to tell you about that. But there's more, actually. He also has an acting class on Thursday.
Tell me without the music. Now, what's going on, serious?
Jake Adams has an acting class on Thursday.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jake, boy. Here's what I'd like to do.
Sure.
Give you an award.
Uh-huh.
We don't make no trophy. It's embarrassing already. Give someone an award, let alone a trophy, you make a joke
about it. So our committee, we don't give it a trophy. We just give you the award for being the. I love anything you turn into a competition. It doesn't have to be. Here you go. James Adomian, he thinks he's so funny. Was he? When he's on the show, you ain't shit compared. James Adomian, when you're funny, when you come on the show, I throw a bit at you.
Yeah.
You, oh, James Adomian, oh. I'm going to do Tom Likas.
Yeah, but I can listen to that.
So much, right?
You know, I can listen to him do Tom Likas forever.
Me too. But
I can also do it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Wait.
I don't care. I can do Tom Likas. We can do Tom Likas all day. I'm not trying to throw James Adomian on the bus. But I could do Tom Likas.
James Adomian.
Throw a woman down the stairs. I don't care. It's good.
His sucks compared to yours.
No, he should kill
himself.
I'm doing James Adomian.
No, you're right. He should kill himself. I'm not overstating it. Thank God for our safe word. James Adomian should take his own life. When I hear your impersonations and how good they are. Well, I'm sorry. I try to tell the truth. It's embarrassing. He prides himself in his resume. I've seen his resume. It says impersonator.
Here's the thing about
James. He deserves to be held to a high standard.
This guy thinks he's in the top 1% of the 10% of all guys that could do impersonations.
Yeah, and you know
what? And it's not that hard to do.
And you know why? Thank you. But you know why? He's shipping all over the city?
Yeah.
Because he's decided he's the best, and the media bought it.
And here's, the media bought it. But I could do it, too. I got to go to Vermont.
Put reverb in his mic.
I got Bernie Sanders, and I go at the top percent. Of the 1% of the reverb. And why should the 1% get all the reverb in this country?
Now, to be fair, we're going to play the actual Bernie Sanders, and I'm going to tell you who sounds...
This is the actual. Now, here's the thing. Because my impressions... My impressions are almost as good as my violin play. We're going to play a tape of the actual Bernie Sanders.
This is not the actual Bernie Sanders. I got to remember how I want to do this bit.
Okay,
hold on. So for it to be funny in my head... Okay, Bernie Sanders. This guy's got to be not good at it, I think.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. He's not good.
He's not good at it? Nah, who cares? The bit,
I will say, there's nothing... Because Larry David's getting a lot of attention about... You heard about Larry David. You heard about his being Bernie Sanders.
Whoa,
and it's great, and he's great. But James Adomian and Anthony Atamanek, have you seen...
It's good.
It's really
but
good.
Yours.
Well, that's because I'm out there all the time working on it.
Who put Bernie Sanders ahead of me?
Todd, I just want to say that there's a lot of controversy, and I can't do it. I don't have the references that he has. I wish I did.
Hold on. Hey, you know, Bernie Sanders. I mean, Jake. Hi, how you doing?
Oh, hello.
You know who this is?
It's Barbie. I believe that's Barbie, right?
No, it's me, you idiot. Come on, did you really fall for that?
I really thought I was talking to
the listeners know. So I have these fake cutout faces that we used in our pilot, and I just held one up in front of Jake, and he really thought I was
you were gone.
You fell for it.
No, I just...
Hey, I'm really enjoying hanging out with you.
Oh, my God. Where'd Todd go?
I don't know. You know who I am. I love your comedy.
Is that
Fred Willard?
Oh my God! It's a great.
Are you
serious? It's a legendary Fred Willard.
Come on, you really thought that was Fred
Willard? I thought it was
Fred. Did you honestly?
I honestly thought that was Fred Willard, and I was about to be like, Fred, I don't know if you remember, I worked with you on a thing.
Hold on.
Okay.
Potato salad.
All right.
I saw the look in your eyes. I'm not doing a bit.
No, because I, you know.
You really thought it was that person? Hey, Jake, what's up?
Was that? Oh my God! It's Matthew Perry from Friends.
No, it's Tom Cruise.
No! It's Matthew Perry from Friends.
No, that's Tom Cruise.
That's definitely. I know Matthew.
I know.
Oh, you cut it out of a magazine.
Yes, I did.
I've been in your house, and I see all your magazines.
No, we
and
did
your magazines.
Not. No.
Who's on the magazine?
You're
David
not
Schwimmer.
Listen. I'm not going to talk.
Jennifer Aniston.
I'm not going to talk.
It's all Friends.
You can go through every magazine I had. I'm the one who cut it out because we didn't have a lot of money for the last pilot, so I had to go through magazines and cut it out. And that's Tom Cruise, whether it's him or not.
Okay. All right.
Get it? That's a good out. It's him, whether it's him or not. Meaning that's who I thought it was going to be, and that's the way it's going to be. No, that is Tom Cruise to George Carlin.
That is Tom Cruise, yeah.
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was Matthew Perry.
I couldn't let you. You know what? The audience would have never known. Why'd I have to be such a dick?
I thought it was Matthew.
You want to edit that in? I'll make myself look better?
No.
I feel better. I feel better. Okay, let me do the same. Like I'll act like I'm pulling out from under the table. Right. You say it's Matthew Perry. I'll go along with it. What am I, an idiot? Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God. Matthew Perry
I'm
from
Tom
Friends.
Cruise, you fucking pile of shit. I went against what I was going to say. That's why I thought it would be funnier. Because I did exactly the opposite of what I just told you I was going to do. I said I'll be nicer. I made a joke about it.
Okay.
I have a right to have a sense of humor. Excuse me. Call me guilty.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do is re-edit this in. I'm going to hold it up.
Okay.
And you're going to go, it's Matthew Perry. I'll go along with it.
Okay.
I'll go like, hey, yeah, Actually, yeah. It is. Okay. So what? The bit still works. The audience doesn't know which ones I'm holding up. And maybe you have some funny premise around Matthew Perry. The audience doesn't have to know. Yeah. I get it.
Okay.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, my God, Jerry Seinfeld.
No, you idiot. It's Matthew Perry.
That's not
Wait,
Matthew Perry.
Wait, I just did it again. If you thought it was Jerry Seinfeld, why couldn't I have gone along?
Can you get Jerry Seinfeld on the phone? He hasn't called in to the show in quite some time.
Hey, by the way, this is true. Jerry Seinfeld is on the phone.
I'm very excited to talk to him.
Who does this, me or you?
Oh,
okay.
The real deep voice.
Actually, it is Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
I think that saves the bit.
Yeah.
Actually, people went, oh, actually.
It's good. You know what? I bet it's just going to be Todd doing some sort of shtick.
They're having their own conversation over there. I know you're not married, and you keep trying to tell him no. You don't want us to have to take a break and make you guys go, because it's never good.
And especially, we got Jerry Seinfeld.
We've only had to kick two people out of this podcast studio in 4 years.
Hey!
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? It's Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry.
Hey, I'm calling into the Todd Glass Show. How are you?
I'm a big fan. I'm very excited.
I'm a big fan of yours, Todd.
No way!
Yes, I am. It's Jerry Seinfeld. Sure, why would I say it? No, it's Jerry Seinfeld. I love your show, it's Jerry Seinfeld. Why would I say it and say it again? I could get a lawsuit against me. I'm Jerry Seinfeld. I love your show, Todd. It's Jerry Seinfeld. Sure. I love your show. I listen to it all the time. Well, I'm Jerry Seinfeld. Why wouldn't I listen to it? I have a Comedians in Cars with Coffee. Why would I know that if I wasn't Jerry Seinfeld?
You know, I heard a lot of the times
this
that
is actually Jerry Seinfeld. How would he know that?
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld.
I heard that a lot of times, Jerry, when you're filming Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, it's just you and a comedian listening
Jerry
to Todd
Seinfeld,
Glass
Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld.
It's definitely Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Why would he say it like that? Was he an idiot?
No, like if it wasn't Jerry Seinfeld, he wouldn't keep repeating his name over and over.
Jerry Seinfeld, sure, Todd, I love your show. It's Jerry Seinfeld.
All right, so that was Jerry Seinfeld calling into the show. Okay, listen, I got a professional show to do. Here's what I'd like to do. Steve asked me to do this, and you know what? To George Carlin, I'm being honest. He listens to the show. Let me get all my funny mask away. What am I, an idiot? This is the show I do. If my parents walked in right now and I have fake cutout faces, is this what I'm going to be proud of? Oh, Todd has a studio in the back of his house. He dresses
up. No, I get a lot of people listening to the podcast. We get a lot of listener feedback and everything. My touring has gone up.
Yeah,
and
guess what? They stick their head in. They see me with a fake mask over my head on a tongue depressor, holding it in front of my face like a baboon.
Like a child.
Like a baboon that needs attention. And I don't mean to make fun of the baboons because they're good people. Baboons are better than people, and I don't mean to over-exaggerate. I heard baboons bought the company. Anyway, trying to be on the good side of the baboons. The baboons bought
Nerdist
Network.
They
That's
did?
The truth, and I swear to God.
That's beautiful.
A bunch of baboons. No, disrespect.
No, no, no,
literal
no.
baboons.
No. Yeah,
it's sad. It's another group of animals that got taken.
Marginalized.
Don't use someone's being as an adjective.
No.
If you want to say, baboons act like this, so no. So baboons, I'm not joking around. I have a George Carlin. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not to George Clooney. At least I admitted it right away. No, I can't do it. God, one time if I was ever going to pull a stunt. No, I would never do it. I'd never break that trust because guess what?
No, there's a trust.
Once you don't have it, it sucks not to have it. That's the incentive to never break it.
You're right.
Okay, so let me continue.
So baboons bought the Nerdist Network.
And I love them. All right, let me do some comedy. Here's a bit. Do you want to all get? Fuck. Oh, hold on. Proactive. Let's talk about this. I think you might have a slant on this. Sure, I have a serious show. I do journalism. Hey, by the way, if you had this big candle and this big glass, and you went up to a girl at a bar, you light it in your car, you walk in. Hey, where are you from? You act like you're drinking out of it. You think you'll meet a lot of people? So what I have in my hand right now is an oversized glass. It's like picture a glass.
It's giant.
The biggest soda glass you would get at a restaurant. Picture it like five times that size. But it looks like a glass, just a big one. And then inside there's a candle.
You put a candle, yeah.
There's a big candle with a big flame. And then you act like you're holding that walking up to girls at a bar. Like you love this bit, whatever. That's how you meet them. You go, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it's like your,
and
it's
you
your
slurp
opener.
It.
It's your
oh,
opener.
Oh, yeah, it's your opener. You go, This is I get this every week, and then you drink it. You have fake, like, and one day hot wax balls into your spills into your throat, and you burn your throat. And the word around town is they're glad,
and you, no,
because you're annoying everybody.
No, you take a drink from it, you burn your throat, and guess what? That's the only, that then she you fall in love with somebody. She feels bad, and she's like, oh, you know, at first when he was doing that terrible bit, It's like annoying. It's an affectation. Just be yourself. But then he burned his face. He burned his face. I felt bad. So I got into the ambulance with him. And, you know, and we started talking. I got to know the real him. And we're married. And, you know, that's how I met your mother.
It's the Todd Glass Show, assholes.
I'd like to buy our guest a shelf to put his Emmys on. So
here's the truth, and I want to tell you the truth. I got to honestly get this out of the way. So Jake does come to me. This is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he has an acting class on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Jake Adams has an acting class on Tuesdays.
I understand that.
Sure, that's fine.
But
what,
Thursdays?
What about Thursdays?
He also has that acting class okay. on
Can I bring okay. something up,
Yes,
though?
Yes, and I'm going to shut the music off because I don't want to make a joke about it. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So he has an acting class
Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And can I add something before you even make your decision?
Yeah.
Thursday is his night off.
Thursdays?
So he's basically saying, no.
Well, here's my only point. Here's my only point. He's got an acting class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This is coming out on Friday.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What day is today?
Today.
What's today? What day are we recording? Wednesday.
Thank you.
So where the fuck is Jake?
Okay, listen. And you gotta listen.
Nothing in the song.
No, listen. Listen. Just listen. You gotta listen. This is the truth. Please.
I will listen. But I'll just say this. If I find what out in this song, like no, if I find out in this song.
Jake Adams has an acting class on Tuesday. Okay,
that is absolutely fine.
And,
good.
It'll answer the rest.
Also has that acting class on Thursday.
No problem.
Okay,
no problem.
Now?
Okay, yeah, no problem. Let me ask you this.
And when he's at that acting class.
Which he's at on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Why can't he help me, you're thinking.
For his friend Todd Glass.
Right, because he's got the acting class Tuesdays and Thursdays. But today's Wednesday. So where's Jake?
Oh, that's a good point.
Where is he? There's nothing in this song about. You know what he's doing? It's Wednesday night.
Oh, my God.
He's at home.
By the way.
He's at home basically going like this. Fuck Todd Glass. Fuck him.
The great part about this is, even though it's a bit within the intensity, it actually is Wednesday that we're recording this. And it's like, wait a second. Where the fuck? So, Jake, this song doesn't answer anything.
Yeah. Where are you?
Listen to the song. In its own, it's Jake Adams. Because Jake Adams came to me. This is the truth. He goes, hey, Todd, I have an acting class on Wednesdays and also Tuesdays.
No, he didn't say he had
Tuesdays.
That's where we would have no problem.
He said Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So you go.
Adams has an acting class on Tuesdays.
Yes.
He's also got an acting class on Thursdays.
Make it like Jake eventually has an excuse he can't do anything every night of the week. And on Mondays, what does he have on Mondays?
On Mondays, Jake's teching at an improv show.
Why isn't Jake here on Sundays? Can't they do the show on Sunday?
On Sundays, Jake has a Bible study he leads.
Excuse me, I don't mean to be disrespectful. Yeah. Can't they do it Sunday during the day?
He has another Bible study on Sunday mornings.
Okay, in all fairness, Saturday night, if they really wanted to do the show, can't Jake do the show on Saturday
Jake
night?
Jake Adams is busy Saturday night. Giving notes to Lorne Michaels about Saturday Night Live between Dress and Air.
In all fairness, I'm not an idiot. What, Mondays? He can't do Mondays?
Mondays, they've got SNL read-through. He's very involved in the production of Saturday Night Live and has a direct line to Lorne Michaels.
You know
but
what?
He won't put him on the show, which is why Jake Adams has an acting class on Tuesdays.
All right, well, listen, if you love the show so much, even when you work at SNL, you get out at 4 in the morning. Do the show at 6 in the morning before you go to bed.
That's fair. That's fair. He should.
Thank you.
He
right?
Should. He should do the show at 6
Right.
Can I have reverb for the rest of the show?
Give him a little reverb. It's extra. Chris Hardwick has actually been very nice with the reverb.
That's really good.
That was my Christmas present this year. He goes, Todd, he said it costs Aristotle extra to give me reverb. He's like helium.
Right.
It's an expense. All right, listen, what time is it?
9:51.
God, it goes so quick. I feel like we didn't even do all the bits and shit. Is that what I think of my show, bits and shit? Bits and shit, bits
Hi,
and
welcome
shit.
Back to Bits and Shit. I'm Todd Glass. I don't care. Listen or don't. We got bits. We got shit. It's all fuck. All fucking waste of my time and yours.
Shut up. She's got bits and shit.
We got bits and shit.
I got bits and shit. All right, hello. Go fuck yourself. You got better? I offer you some bits and shits.
I take bits bigger than your shits.
So guess what? Somebody emails me this, to George Carlin. And I figure if I put a little reverb in my voice, I make Steve. That's right. Steve right now. What do you think, Steve? He's not going, what?
Yeah.
What? Well, hey, you emailed me a bit about bits, saying, Todd, be the guy who there's so many bits, but there's not enough time, that's getting frustrated about it. And that's what I'm about to do for you. What I'm going to do to you is what we call in the business, I'm going to pull a Jake Fogelnest. And what that means is I'm going to really make this bit shine for you, Steve. I'm the guy. People keep emailing me bits. By the way, to George Carlin, this was his request, that I'm the guy who's reading my emails. I get too many bits, but I don't know. I'm frustrated with it. So, Aristotle, I'm going to hope as I walk away from my mic, you give me some reverb. Why? Does it sound good?
Yeah.
Why? So many bits, so many requests, but so little time. Steve, did you like it?
That was good.
Well, what, Steve? You want me to do it again? Hello? Of course I'm going to fucking do it again.
It's funny. So many bits. So little time! Huh! It's funny how life turned out. Blackout!
I'm picturing you doing that at Madison Square Garden. Oh. Everyone has gone home. You played Madison Square Garden. Everyone has gone home, and you're all by yourself, and you're just,
wow.
So many bits, so little time. And then security's like, Todd, you have to go.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think it would be a good idea to record at Madison Garden with no audience just to prove you could do it?
That's an interesting...
People buy a ticket and they give the money to charity, but once it's sold out, he's going to do a live show for...
For no one.
No, for 30 lucky people.
Oh, that's really funny.
And spread them around like fucking idiots and punch them in their face.
Why can't you...
Make them earn their fucking ticket.
I like that idea as a special. Like for
spread
somebody,
them all over the big theater instead of combining them in the one area.
That would be a really funny idea for somebody special, is to book, and you could probably get it during the day.
I tell you what I would do?
What?
I'm being totally honest. If I had the opportunity, I would have only one person in there, Eddie Pepitone, playing whoever he wanted to be heckling me.
Yeah. And you film at an empty Madison Square Garden with just Eddie Pepitone. The hardest, by the way, I've told you this, the hardest I've ever laughed, besides tonight, was at the Improv. And it was you and Kindler and Eddie Pepitone. Show, nobody did any material all night. It was just you guys yelling at each other.
There's nothing better. Eddie Pepitone will take direction. If you say to him, like, Eddie, I don't know, during my set, just say you came down, but you wanted me to do my material about... I give him anything. If I go, you want me to do my material about the Sea World. And, of course, 2 minutes into my set, why aren't you doing... No,
I don't mean to interrupt. And then I play it so real. I go,
no, sir. Like, what? Okay, you're having a good time. What's wrong? And Eddie, of course, he's like,
well, now I just drove down here from Pasadena. And I thought you were going to do your bit on SeaWorld. God, it makes me laugh so hard. It's the only thing that brings my wife, Margaret, joy. Like, he just can go
it's
off.
It's the fucking best.
And you know what? Quite frankly, I'm tired of it.
Yeah. It's exhausting with that guy.
Too much. Turn it off. Turn it off, Eddie. Anyway, okay, we got to go in for the close. And I want it to be great. Oh, operator. Sorry, I got nervous. 24 seconds. We didn't do them. Zach Elvis bit. We'll get to it, Zach. Zach, don't give up. Proactive. It says on their commercial. For the next 6 minutes, get it for half price. And then they start the clock on the TV. Really? Are they over at their, where they take the 800 number, setting their clock to? Mm-hmm. Hey, that commercial's running, so set our clocks to match their clock. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what you're basically saying? Hey, morons, we hope no one figures this out. Well, smart people do, and they don't buy your shit product.
Hey.
Because they figure if you have the not decency to run an ad that doesn't make sense, that you're also a sham. So intelligent people figure out, you dumb fucks, I'm not even in the marketing business, and I see through it. Somebody on their end should go, stop putting the clock up. But by the way, and here's where it all takes a sudden turn. Maybe I'm wrong. Is middle America, not that it's not nice, but they don't give a shit about nice. They want to sell products. Is middle America going, pick it up. We got 5 minutes and 50 seconds left. I want to fucking get this proactive half price. Honey, Harry, get your credit card. We got 5 minutes left. No, the clock is ticking on the... Oh, my God. If we end up playing full price for this, honey, I'm really going to... Let me get it. I don't mean to yell at you. I want my bits to be happy. I don't want my bits to be everyone yelling at everybody.
I like the
my
idea,
neighbors
though.
Are calling 911.
That's like...
911. I always say 911. No one would bother. It's just a mistake. Listen.
But I like the idea of the couple, though, at home, and be like, oh, I have so much acne, and I could really use this product, but I'm never going to be able to.
If you call in the next 60 seconds, you'll get half price.
But I'm nervous. I'm never going to be able to, in the next 6 minutes, get it together to pick up the phone, the call.
Oh, I feel horrible.
But I have so much acne, and I could really benefit for this product. Oh, but money's a little tight right now. You know what? I'm just going to sit here and do nothing, then. I'm going to take no action whatsoever because I'm... You know what? The commercial honestly paralyzed me with fear. And now I'm afraid to take any action at all. And they make fun of me for the acne. And I've been told that it can be so easily cleared up. I went to a doctor. It was very expensive, and I don't have health insurance. And I went to a doctor, and I said, I have this terrible acne. He said, you know what? I'm not even going to charge you for the visit because this could be taken.
I like that.
This could be cleared up with Proactive. What you do is you get home, go home at your leisure, and you order Proactive. I don't have the number, but they run that commercial all the time. Oh, but I'm never going to be able to beat that clock. So I guess I'll just sit here.
Oh, I'm all phony. Aristotle, Aristotle. Aristotle, Aristotle. Aristotle,
Aristotle. Aristotle, Aristotle.
Aristotle, Aristotle.
Aristotle. Great. Aristotle, Aristotle, Aristotle. Aristotle.
All right, listen, so we have to go in for the close.
And
I want to say thank you, and I'm not just... I want you to know this, because a lot of people have been saying this. Just want you to know the word out on the street. And I want to be honest with you, and I want to be very upfront with you as we go in for the close. Some people are saying what he does, he acts like he's going in for the close, and there's a sense of like, okay, that means 5, 10 minutes, 50. He does another half an hour, and I would never do that.
Right.
But I'm not counting this part as my 15 minutes.
No.
So I will. We'll wrap it up. We'll do about 15 more minutes. Some people are saying that I will talk about this and try to make you like stretch it out like, you know, like, you know, this, like, and that and this and that and this and that.
Well, we got the light. Like,
I hate this bit. I'm tired. I threw
do
a piece
you have
of garbage.
No, but do you
I'm
I was
sorry.
Let me ask
at least
you
that's
though,
the best part about the
do you
show
have, do you have a light in this room, because you've got the curtains and you've got a stand-up cord, but do you have a red light?
I don't.
You got to get a red light.
Oh, you're right.
For
that
when,
means wrap it up
or when people need to wrap it up.
Oh my God, you're right.
You gotta get a light.
No, no, sorry.
And then
it's
I'll
nothing
come,
to do with
I'll
you.
Come, I'll come
hey,
in.
Hey, start telling a story about, play, what do we have, Tom Jones. Start play Tom Jones. Like, the minute the story's boring, here's what we do.
Okay. All right.
So go ahead. No, not till, is that, that's not Tom. What's that? What am I, a moron? And I don't mean a moron in a bad way. I mean moron.
So I'm just telling any sort of story.
Yeah, we just, we'll go to,
so Billy Eichner got hit by
yet,
a truck.
Not yet, go.
Billy Eichner got hit by, he was in his trailer. I've never finished.
That's great. Hey, go down and see Jake Fogelass at the Funny Court. Well, this guy cracks me up.
Thank
they don't
you.
Give you any time. Be a morning, not the good morning shows like Elliot the Morning or Preston and Steve, but you know the guys.
Yeah,
and by the way, they're not
they're not listening at all. They're
no,
not,
no.
Yeah.
Well, by what I also meant is they're not the only two really good morning shows.
Oh, no, no. I meant the DJs aren't listening to what the other person
when
is
they,
saying.
Yeah, when they don't do it good.
Yeah.
So it's always like they just be in and you're there. You know, you're really
you're
trying.
I'll
tell you when to play it. So we got Todd Glass down here from the Funny Bone in there. How's it going down there, Todd? Where'd you start comedy?
I started Philadelphia.
I'll tell you what, these guys crack me up every week when they come in here. I started over
there's
here.
Only one of me.
Let me do
it.
Here we got Todd Glass coming in here. Todd Glass, how you doing? You down there at the Funny Bone? How's it going down there? Fun shows?
Very excited to do some shows.
So are we. Good to see you. Hey, we hope you put some people in the seats down there. Good comedy. Well, Thanks for coming in and entertaining us.
I might be able to.
Tom Jones! Listen to it, assholes.
Hey, can I talk to you? I got to talk to you about that segment. I don't care what you do with the DJ. I don't care what you do with the comics that come in. But you can't call the listeners assholes.
You're right.
You can't.
You're right.
So I'm
not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to do that.
I'm glad. But promise me you won't do that ever again.
That.
All right, good.
I'm sorry.
I trust you. I don't put you back on the air in 3 seconds.
Okay. Listen, you fucking idiots.
God damn it.
It's 8:45, 8:45. I told you to tweet at me. You dumb fucking piles of shits. It's my last day. So the guy at the airport, let's do, we're going in for the close. The guy at the airport, he makes the PA announcements.
Yeah.
It's your last day. What are you going to do?
Okay.
I left some, I got a lot of controls over here. No, look. Okay, so it's his last day. He works at the airport. What are you going to do maybe? Put some reverb in his voice. What are you going to do? Not maybe over the top, maybe subtle.
Yeah.
What do you do? Because people hear it. They just think it's real. The minute that voice is, put little reverb in it in the phone, and that's what it sounds like. Can we get some airport ambient noise, please?
Yeah,
cool. I really appreciate it. I want to tell you, and I'm being very serious, on the phone is the head of the ambient noise department at AFTRA, and they've had a lot.
Todd?
Oh, hello. Yeah. What do you think of the ambient noise?
This is Gary Timlin from the ambient noise department.
How do you think Nick's been doing all night long?
We take care of our guys down there at all the different shows.
By the way, we're
in charge of ambient noise, and I understand that you have a very fast-paced show that requires a lot of cues on a moment's notice.
He's the best.
And he's the best.
By the way, guess what? To George Carlin,
uh-huh.
There's something wrong.
Yeah, it's playing.
Oh, we got it. Did you try turning the computer on and off again? I'm just kidding. That's a thing that everybody says.
Let's
but,
try to figure it out.
I think you have a loose
so
wire.
So what's wrong? Aristotle? He fell asleep.
Let me try plugging in the white wire.
Well, we're not going to edit this out.
No. Why would you?
Well, that's the point. Maybe you're right. No, I should edit this out. I don't know. I don't know what to edit out anymore.
I'm not here to tell you what to edit and edit out. I'm just here to tell you that.
Let's go now.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks. You really saved it. Hey, guess what? I hope Jake Adams doesn't hear this because he'll be all over your ass in the schoolyard.
I want to talk to you about Jake Adams, actually. I heard that. So we keep track of everybody's time cards and stuff, and we know he's very busy on Tuesdays and Thursdays with the acting.
Oh, Jake
class.
Adams?
Yeah, Jake Adams, very busy Tuesdays and Thursdays with the
well,
acting.
Well, no, the truth is, and he did come to me. He actually came to me. He goes, Todd, I can't do your. What did he say to me? I remember.
This is so funny because I heard this song earlier.
Word out on the street is Jake had a full boner when he heard this episode. And he was walking around the Comedy Store, and people said, go home and put some ice on that.
He was walking around, check it out. Hey, check it out.
Check it out. They're still talking about me in the talk. It's Jake Adams, everybody. That's right.
I already put it on over the loudspeaker at the Comedy Store.
Matter of fact, I have a recording of it, and you can hear all the comedians in the background. And
Brody Stevens was trying to do stand-up, and it was like, yes. Push and believe. You got it. And then all of a sudden, it was he started playing this. Unbelievable. What's that? Hangover 1. Hangover 2. What? Why is this music playing? It's throwing me off. I'll roll with it. I'm a professional. 818 till I die. He also has that acting class. If you think Stephen Brody Stevens can't do the original room at the Comedy Store while one of the jingles from the Todd Glass show is playing, you don't know me.
You're just jealous because I can take my mother out for lunch and pay for half of it. That's what he said. He said that 5 years ago. It still makes me laugh. You know, isn't that funny? When something's funny, so you'll remember it forever. Yep. And then some people have a whole act of nothing.
Some of these people, they do a new hour every year.
I told all those guys, stop with the hour every year. And yeah. By the way, they're starting to listen.
Yeah.
I go, do it every other year. You're going to end up being happier
you're
on
gonna,
the road.
You're going to do better.
You're going to be happier on the road. The audience is going to like you because you're going to do some of the old you're stuff. Right. And you're going to just be more relaxed and writing a new hour every year. Every 2 years, you can
two years is fine. You can
have a good work ethic, but still be able to enjoy life.
Yeah.
I by the way, what if I'm delusional? I don't know that the word behind my back is, I think Todd's funny, but he doesn't. I think in my head that if someone comes to see me a year later, that I have half new material. And I told my friends, I said, if I'm wrong on that, tell me. Go, come to me and just go, because I'll pick my. But here's what the good news is. If they're being honest with me, and they've never come to me and said, well, it's in all fairness, Todd, my closers, fuck, it's hard to get rid of them in my opener. Sure. But everything in between, I get teased for that.
Here's what sucks, because I remember being a little kid. Dennis Leary's
album. You want him to do it, right?
Well, Dennis Leary's album, No Cure for Cancer, came out. And it was great. And I was like, oh, this is a lot of Hicks and stuff. I'm just kidding. But like, I liked it. It was great. And then I went to see him and do a show. And he did No Cure for Cancer again. He just did No Cure for Cancer. And he didn't even have half new material.
Yeah.
That was like, I was like, oh, I don't like that. But when sometimes it's fun to see the new stuff mixed with the old stuff. It's a joy to watch.
I went and saw a lot of comedy. Unless I'm deluding myself, the only thing I want to know, and I always remind my comedian friends, because my deal with my comedian friends are, you can't ask them to be honest with you. Like, when don't do that bit, or yeah. You know, give you a little bit of affectionate. Like, no, you have to beg them.
Yeah.
You have to beg them.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody wants to say, oh, I don't know, because you're not sure if you're right. But if you do it, they'll do it. And I've had it with my comedian friends, and I'm always like, so let, you know, I always say, remind me, like, if it's not half, tell me. Go, Todd, it's actually not. It's probably, in all fairness, like, sometimes it could be like 80. Tell me. What? I have a new joke about dog noodles.
Dog noodles?
But if I am right, I don't know. I don't know. Dogs like noodles. So, well, you know, you think it's funny? They like the texture, too.
I like it. What if you have a whole new hour? It's your new specials.
My dog
noodles.
I'm sponsored by a dog noodle company. That's how Todd ended up losing his home. He got in debt over dog noodle company. You know who did? You know who made him do it?
Steve Fine Arts.
Stephen Fine Arts. He goes, Todd, I'm doing a documentary about a dog noodle company. A dog noodle company. I think you're the perfect spokesperson. Hold on. I'm eating my mints. That was the name of my first country hit. Let me eat my mints.
Let me eat my mints.
So, boy. Here's the way I'd like to close the show. It's not polite to eat into the microphone, but I heard it wasn't necessarily not eat. But some people said they disagreed.
There's a study.
In all the comments, and I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, do you mind reading one or two of these, and then we're going to go into the close?
Sure.
Here's one. Let me find one. Oh, this is somebody who likes me eating into the microphone. They actually said it really makes them.
Yeah.
If you don't read that one.
Okay.
Oh, Nick, did you print those both out?
Yeah,
because we can read them off my phone. I don't mind.
I'll probably print it.
Okay.
Longtime listener of the Todd Glass Show. The bits are okay, but what I really love is Todd chomping and slurping into the microphone. It's the best part of the show.
Listen to what she's saying.
That's it. That's really all I had to say. I'm going to keep listening forever. Love, Melanie.
By the way, to George Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
I put so many peppermints in my mouth that it scared me.
It was too much mint.
It almost burnt me. I started to get nervous.
Yeah, we were all nervous for you.
Oh well, don't exaggerate.
No, we didn't want to say anything.
Don't come and make a joke about it.
No.
Now, can I ask you a question? I'm being honest. Potato salad.
Yeah.
What's the deal with Jake Adams?
Why isn't he here
if it's Wednesday? Right.
I don't.
What's the deal? Is he not there on Thursday?
What's the deal?
Does he have an acting class on Wednesdays? Oh,
no.
He has an acting class on Wednesdays. That's what the jingle says.
Todd, shut up.
The jingle says it. I'm not stupid. The jingle says he has an acting class on Wednesday. That's why he's not fucking here.
Okay. Here's the thing. First,
I know what it says. You can tell me all you want. You can speak and you can talk. But he has an acting class. I'm not fucking wrong. I know the song. He's got an acting class.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is. You're going to feel stupid.
I'm going to feel still.
He has an acting class on Wednesday.
an acting class on Tuesday.
I get it. And Wednesday, he's going to say. Yeah, and Wednesday. Yeah.
He also has that acting class.
Shut up.
On Thursday.
Oh, shit, I'm wrong.
I'm. And you know what? You're wrong.
No, no, when okay. I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Not, could, when I'm wrong, could, I'm wrong. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And you know it. And you know it.
Oh, I know you're wrong. Yeah.
I like to be an aggressive guy who admits he's wrong, so he's still in power. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and you know it. You shut the fuck up. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
I made an error, and it's entirely my fault.
Yeah, it's my
and go
fault.
Fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm a decent person.
Yeah, I don't deserve to be forgiven. I should be put in a prison. All right, listen, what I'd like to close with is, I want to close with a nice song. Hold on.
Wow.
So many decisions. It's not easy to know how to close a show. People. Oh, is this the... Michael Calhoun?
Michael Calhoun.
Michael Calhoun!
You know what? It does sound good.
It's good.
Can we get some reverb in it? Yeah, it is. It is CD quality.
The reverb's good.
I guess someone... Did you team up with him and you're scatting over some of them?
I did. I did.
Can we play one of those tracks?
I'd be a little embarrassed, but go ahead, play it. Go play it.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I liked it.
You liked it? Because I'm not...
You're embarrassed. I can see it.
I'm just embarrassed. But if you want to play it, go ahead, play it.
I like it.
It's just something that I was trying out. It was just... You know, you get in the studio now, and you record things. And
what I'd like to do... is close out the show with a nice song. By the way, did everyone really rehearse? I sent all the sheet music and the
email.
Yeah,
you have to keep in mind, I only got this today, but I got, you emailed me a PDF of sheet music.
Yeah, did you get the words?
I did, and I actually...
Nick, did you get it?
I got it.
Did you, honestly?
I learned it. Actually.
No, don't lie to me. Potato salad, did you get it?
Potato salad, I did my best to learn it.
Now, Jimmy Ryan Jr., ladies and gentlemen, did you honestly get it?
Yeah, it's on my phone.
Okay, well, let me see. Let me see your phone. This guy. Oh, it actually is on your phone.
Hey, there it is, yeah.
Oh.
I went and printed some
and
out.
You two know it? You two guys learned it? I know. That's an insult, I feel. Aristotle, did you? Well, you're more the producer. If you don't know it, it's okay. But did you?
Obviously.
Oh.
That's so great.
I sent it to you, got to be honest, because I thought it was a really fun way to open up, to close the show.
Well, we wanted to make it special.
A nice tribute to Morgan for him getting on the better side of his shit.
Yeah, yeah. Because it was, you know, I think at the beginning of the show, Morgan was doing just okay.
Now he's thriving.
He's thriving.
Can I tell you what I heard?
Yeah.
And by the way, if I'm wrong, correct me. I don't want to be one of those idiots spreading. He lays in bed and he giggles and he kicks his feet up in the air and his hands at the same time. And they're thinking about having to put him at home. That's how happy he is.
He's so happy.
He's so happy, but he's happy.
He's happy, but he's in a mental institution.
Back up a little. He's happy doing that in his own bedroom, in his house.
He's just fine.
Sure, he's just fine. That's how happy he is. What are you doing up? What are you doing up there, Morgan? He's listening to the Todd Glass Show.
That would be a great commercial, like a 30-second commercial.
That's what we could do on that 24-second thing. Yeah.
Clamor.
What are you doing up there?
I'm listening to the Todd Glass Show.
Play that on Clamor. If that doesn't get us an audience, we're fucked. And play that part too. There's 24 seconds right there. That represents our show. The Todd Glass Show, you're going to like the way you look. Yeah, we stole an old jingle. Right there. That had 30 seconds. I'll buy two ads.
800-588-2300.
There we go.
Empire.
That's funny. I think I'll buy two ads, put them next to each other. That at least has to be 53 seconds, and I think that's 24 and 24. Boom, that's our Clamor. Fuck. By the way. Really do isolate everything that was just there and send it in. Seriously. That's great if that was it.
That's perfect.
Clamor, that's it. We got it. We can play this too.
Boom.
Be a second ad. I did this before. Nobody chopped it up and sent it. Quite frankly, I'm depressed. Well, because no one gives a shit about the show anymore but me. These guys. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'm going to put you on the hook here. Nick Lipa is going to do a video of this garage. Put it to music. Get a good shot of everything. Can you make that plea to this audience?
Yeah, I'll do it.
I mean, I want it like cool. Oh, I want it to be like, you know, get everything. Get the bubble machine. Just come in here during the day even. It doesn't even have to be with anybody in here. Just take them a walk through this studio with music. It can still be a virtual tour with music.
And yeah, I'll do it. I'll wait till the smoke.
You know what? You spoil me. And I hope I didn't push. Hope I didn't ask too much. All right, I'm going to go eat a sandwich, roast beef. It's so good.
So are we singing? Or?
Yeah, did you... Yes.
I'm ready. I got a little rehearsal time today.
I like to teach the world to sing.
I
like superheroes.
Did you guys learn it?
Yeah.
Less echo.
Harmony with apple trees and palm trees and
hold on, guys. Let me hear you. Let me turn the music off.
One at a time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just you. Hold on. Yeah, because I gotta call bullshit here. Just you, Jake.
Okay.
Let me actually bring in the. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And perfect doing it. It's the good time show, and I like to sing.
Yeah, spot on.
No, I don't think you guys really.
Eddie Pepitone,
get the bitter Buddha.
Eddie Pepitone,
get bitter Buddha.
I know what I'm doing and other lies. I tell myself dispatches from a life under construction. Out April 12th. Pre-order it now on Amazon. JenKirkman.com for tour dates.
Oh, my God. I just thought of the best way to end the show. Jen Kirkman is going to love me. I forgot about it. I have this song.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. This is the way we're going to close. I think it's fine. I think it's fine. I know what I'm doing. Good night, everybody.
March 20th at the Classic in New Zealand. March 22nd at the Sydney Comedy Store. April 15th at the Bell House in Brooklyn.
That's right, everybody. It's the Todd Glass Show.
April 16th in Washington, D.C.
If you don't go to that, you're stupid.
Let's play. We are aggressive advertising.
Touring.
Bring it through the house.
And that's just what she'll do. One of these days, Jen Kirkman's coming to a town near you.
If you don't go, you should just kill yourself. Hey, get your head out of the toilet and listen to the Jen Kirkman tour dates.
April 22nd on the North.
I feel like dancing around a little bit.
Dance around.
I'll do it.
April 23rd in Chicago, Illinois.
In Chicago, April 23rd.
April 24th at the Cedar Cultural Center.
The Cedar Cultural Center. Get there.
April 29th at the Neptune Theater, Seattle.
Hey, it's Neptune.
Jen Kirk.
Good night.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.